How effective are UV lights in classrooms? Around 55 million understudies and 7 million staff go to the 130,000 public and private schools every day in the United States. At some random time, every one of those individuals is defenseless to different kinds of ailment, a large number conveyed through the air. Unexpectedly, the transmission of infectious airborne sicknesses, such as tuberculosis, flu, and the regular virus, can be quickened or constrained by a school or school's HVAC hardware. In an ongoing article distributed in American School and University magazine, UV Resources President Dan Jones recommends that school office and support chiefs receive dynamic contamination control conventions to decrease infection transmissions. UVC for infection control. UVGI or bright light in the 254 nm germicidal C-band frequency, UVC, slaughters every known microorganism, including microscopic organisms, infections, molds, and different microbes, even those resistant to antibacteria, known as superbugs. UV lights in classrooms shows to be successful in destroying infections, microscopic organisms, and spores without human contact. It's been unbelievably viable in taking out two especially destructive infections, Clostridium difficile, Circa, DIF, and methicillin-safe Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, in under 5 minutes. With the achievement that UV lights in classrooms have had in taking out sicknesses, it won't be long until its usage turns into another norm in a clinic and human services sterilization. It's as yet critical to comprehend that the maltreatment of anti-infection agents and the abuse of antibacterial items might be accomplishing more damage than anything else. Applying UVC, upper air, second story room, UVC units have been used since the 1930s. They can put it in homerooms, cafeterias, exercise rooms, storage spaces, childcare focuses, and any place irresistible specialists exist. These frameworks work by making an illumination zone inside the upper locale of almost any space. Convection or mechanical air flows lift irresistible airborne specialists into the upper air, over 7 to 8 feet. It shows that UV lights in classrooms killed any microorganism. Save money with UVC. The underlying expense of a UVC framework is about equivalent to a solitary mechanical loop cleaning strategy, and less when framework shutdowns, off-hours work with the related extra time, as well as contractual worker work costs. For sure, without UVC, cleanings are prescribed in any event once every year to forestall shape development and limit misfortune and to shield contaminants from compacting profound inside the curl. Maximize energy savings and indoor comfort. When you make the underlying interest in bright lights, you'll continue winning profits for quite a long time to come as Vitality Investment Funds. The UVC will evacuate loop-fouling microorganisms and keep new ones from framing. Over that previous barely any years, the University of Arkansas introduced UV lights in classrooms and across grounds and had the option to support current wind levels by 127% on one specific air taking care of the unit. UVC will likewise help dispose of potential sickness-conveying microorganisms, which is consistently a significant advantage in a school during the influenza season. For disease control explicitly, upper air, divider-hung bright lights can dispose of germs in the high air and help moderate nosocomial contaminations, colds, and influenza, and so forth. Conclusion. UV lights in classrooms are an extraordinary class kickoff flexibly for office chiefs, regardless of whether they are introduced inside an HVAC framework or in the upper air. More reasonable than customary loop cleanings, and ready to spare vitality and improve the whole indoor condition, UVC should not be disregarded as an apparatus to help grounds wherever to inhale simpler. UVC establishments are straightforward, viable, and generally economical methods for schools to improve indoor environmental quality. Infectious illnesses, such as tuberculosis, flu, and the primary virus, are sent by airborne and surface microbes. Since UV light kills every known microorganism, the innovation can be applied to diminish, or at times forestall, irresistible microbes from developing or circling in school air surfaces.